you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Mr. Skin.
And welcome back.
Thanks, Skin.
Hey. How you doing, Brun?
Hey, guys, happy 2021.
Yeah, that's getting better. Now, it's funny because I'm looking, I want to thank you for not showing us the 99-year-old Betty White naked. Now, I've seen these photos before. We figured they're...
Yeah, I think I sent them to you. I was...
taking the 40s?
It was her 99th birthday this weekend, so I wanted you a reminder that Betty White posed nude in the early 50s.
Early 50s, okay.
Yeah.
Curious.
She looks like she's in her early 50s in those pictures, but
people age
different back in the day.
Oh, they totally look different then. You're right, exactly. But I shared one on our Twitter, but actually that was just the backside, so we're not allowed to show a lot of nipples. And
yeah.
But you guys can. So you want to see a bunch of nipples, check out Mr. Skin.
You know where it was extremely evident that people age differently now was last week when they showed the 43-year-old George Blanda and the 43-year-old Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, how about this? I always use this one with my friends when All in the Family started.
Yeah. Great. This is a good one. Yeah, go ahead.
Archie was like 46. I want to say 43.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right.
He was like 43 years old, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. People just aged. It was like nobody worked out.
Nobody worked out. Red meat and cigarettes were every 2 minutes. Yeah, and a lot of booze, right.
Yeah, it's really crazy. There's a lot of those. Here's another one. When Tommy Lasorda died, they were showing old appearances on David Letterman. And I went and looked, and his first appearance on David Letterman was like in 1985. And I watched it, and then I looked up when he was born, and he was younger than I am now. But when you look at Tommy Lasorda, it's like there's no way I'm older than the guy in this video. There's no way.
It's that way. One of the most famous ones that came out a couple of years back was Wilford Brimley. And when he was in,
when he was in
Cocoon, he was the same age as as Tom Cruise was a couple years ago. It's crazy. Right? Now, speaking of older pictures, we talked about Sex in the City earlier, and we remember the only person that ever showed her cans was what's her face?
Kim Cattrall.
No, not Kim Cattrall. She showed them all the time.
No, that's not true.
This one showed her. I remember this one. This girl. She showed hers.
Well,
what's her name again? Kristen something, right?
Kristen Davis, right. Yeah. So the reason I bring it up is Sex and the City. So HBO has been struggling, and I'll get into that in a second. But yeah. Sex and the City is going to return a limited series of Sex and the City, kind of a update on what the girls are up to. And remember, it was Kim Cattrall, Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis.
Yes.
And a good trivia question is, who's the only one on the show that didn't get naked on the show, and it's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
We all know she probably had a no-nudity clause.
Right.
So, but Cynthia Nixon, I don't know if you how religiously you watch the show.
I did. I watched that show. I liked that show.
She had the affair with Blair Underwood, the black guy in her building. And,
that's right.
And
that's right.
She was that was like a very graphic scene. They were both completely naked, and he was heavy. You know, they were going at it, and then her goofy boyfriend walked in, and then he walked out and then hit his nose and got a bloody nose by accident. But anyway, so Cynthia Nixon did nudity on the show. Kristen Davis did nudity on the show with Kyle MacLachlan way back in 2000. Kim Cattrall did it every episode, but Sarah Jessica Parker never did. Unfortunately, Kim Cattrall won't be on the new version, so it's just going to be the three without Kim Cattrall. But still, you know, listen, I would call that a chick show that I actually enjoyed. This Bridgerton on Netflix. My wife just finished it. I couldn't stand. It's just not my.
What was it? What was it on Netflix?
Bridgerton.
Show that's the most popular show. It does have nudity, which I've reported on, but it's like, you know, there's like things when I come on your guys' show that I know has good nudity. I'm like, I don't know if you guys want to talk about it. Bridgerton being one of them.
Yeah. I'm watching a movie the other day, and this is a woman who I've always loved. Originally saw her on The O.C. Rachel Bilson, what's her name? Yeah. Has she been naked anywhere?
Rachel Bilson.
Bilson.
Who you saw.
Yeah.
No, you know.
Why?
She's okay. Don't kill the messenger.
No, it's a movie. The movie's called The Last Kiss. It was the mid-2000s.
She's a college
student, and it's a hot sex scene. But I noticed there wasn't any nipples, nothing happening. I'm thinking, oh, I bet she's never been naked. I love that.
That movie's like 15 years old.
I know.
And it actually had nudity. It just wasn't Rachel.
Not her,
nudity,
right?
So, I can't but she's been in her underwear and stuff and some things, but she's never done a nude scene. And I don't know why. She's known for The O.C. show. So,
Beautiful, beautiful woman. Yeah. Now this was when I first watched Game of Thrones and this scene, you blew it for me and told me right away this is a fake body because this woman's in her 50s and that's not a 50.
I have a rule that if you're gonna enjoy a scene, you better know what you're enjoying. It's my rule. So I want to make sure everyone knows when it's a body double or CGI. But the reason I bring this up is I always wondered when Game of Thrones was like in its heyday, and even in the last season, I think they had like 12 million viewers an episode. That's a lot for a cable station. It's a lot, like, you know, really that's huge. And I always wondered when Game of Thrones ended, what happened to HBO's viewership? And Variety did an article over the weekend, and they said that since Game of Thrones been over, they've lost like 51% of its adult audience in ages 18 to 49. 51%. So that's why I'm thinking that they're big on this HBO Max and streaming and all that. I just think streaming is just going to be more the future. And I mean, they have like Westworld and Watchmen, but they have solid fan bases, but their numbers are nowhere near the, you know, the Game of Thrones.
Is there a difference between viewership and subscriptions? Because people may have stopped watching, but they didn't stop subscribing. Do they differentiate that at all?
That's a great question.
Because I don't think HBO cares if nobody watches. Obviously you want people to watch. But
a lot of cable systems, you know, you can, because I know I have friends, and I always like, blows my mind, like they have cable or DirecTV, but they don't have HBO, and I'm like, okay, you know, like,
I don't get that,
you know, because you could, you know, it saves you $4 a month or $7, whatever, and listen, I get it, but I always, if you like, you're gonna drop something else, but anyway, I don't know, but the bottom line is one of the things that's happened is it looks like they're going to do a couple spin-offs of Game of Thrones, so they're like, okay, we need to get back we got to get some more Game of Thrones type stuff. So be looking for spinoffs in the future, and we'll see. But here's a little trivia. So you guys are looking at the number one picture of Lena Headey, the fake Lena Headey.
Walk of shame there. Yeah,
walk of shame. Yeah. The woman behind her ringing the bell. I just finished watching Ted Lasso with Jason Sudeikis, and I just love the show. If you haven't watched it, I highly
recommend it. Everybody says it's great.
I love it, Skin. I'm with you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know it. You know it. And I'm telling you, guys, watch the show. It's no female nudity at all, but please watch the show. You will enjoy it. And it's very funny, but also feel good. But anyway, for your audience out there who knows the show, Hannah Waddingham is the girl, is the woman behind her with the bell, the shame. She is Rebecca, the team owner from Ted Lasso.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Pretty cool.
That's
and by the way,
giant cans.
Giant cans, and by the way, she's never done a nude scene, which is one of my. She's now on my list with Christina Hendricks as women who have giant cans that need to do a nude scene that haven't.
So. I'll second that.
Where'd you? These Betty White photos are pretty old, but I mean, where'd you?
How'd I get them?
Yeah, how'd you get them, man?
I am good friends with a guy that ran an incredible magazine in the '90s called Celebrity Sleuth. It was
familiar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was if you were in an airport in the '90s, back before cable, like this was an invaluable thing. Like he was part of the inspiration for MrSkin.com. I had a number of influences. He was definitely one of them, and he just has been collecting this stuff like his whole life, and he would put this in his magazine. So a couple years ago, he sent me these. Just, you know, because we're friends and we talk about stuff. And he sent me these. And they're not like stuff I have at the website because it's not from a movie or television show. But it's first he sent me them. She was nude on a deck of playing cards. And then,
oh, really?
Because he had the actual playing cards. Like, he's a freak. And then he found.
My grandfather. I guarantee you my grandfather had these playing cards. I guarantee you did.
Remember old dudes
in the
70s with, like, you know, because they didn't have any way to see nudity. So, like, they probably, like, pulled out the playing cards at, like, 1 in the morning. You know, I don't know. But anyway, he had these, and then he finally got the actual photo shoot. And it's pretty cool. She's completely nude.
She is. She is pretty.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. But, yeah, it was in honor of her. It is incredible. She's 99, too.
Hey, did anybody, do the geeks even want to see Wonder Woman naked? They're kind of geeky.
Well, no. I'll tell you what. Geeks, believe it or not, if you're in a superhero or sci-fi or any of that genre, it's an incredible fandom, like ridiculous, like crazy. And it includes seeing them nude. And the reason
there's a lot of masturbation in that crowd, too. That
yeah, because I that Phoebe Dynevor from Bridgerton is the number one most searched actress at our website right now because that show's so popular. But
and she's getting railed in this photo, too, by
the way. Yeah, she is. I'm telling you, it's good sex, but it's like it's painful for men, for real men to watch. But the number two most searched actress at our website this week is Gal Gadot because of Wonder Woman and just because she's so gorgeous. And people ask me a lot if Gal Gadot has ever been nude. And the answer is she was never nude in a movie or a television show. But she did a Gucci bamboo fragrance ad.
Oh, is that where this is from? Okay.
Yeah, it was in Europe, and she was completely nude while playing the piano. So I thought you guys would
I do like that. I didn't think she was nude in those movies because I know they would lose their mind.
No, she was in a Fast and Furious movie where she was in a bikini, and it's like stunning to watch her walk in a bikini. I mean, she's like a Israeli supermodel, and she's really gorgeous, but she's never done like an R-rated nude scene. But this, you know, listen, you could go to MrSkin.com and see her playing the piano nude, which is, it doesn't matter if it's from a movie or an ad, who cares, you know.
No frontal, the show, Wonder Woman hasn't done the frontal yet anywhere.
No, but you get the top of the butt crack.
No, but Linda Carter did, the original Wonder Woman.
She
did. Bobby Joe and the Outlaw from 1976, must see. One of the early cable TV shows that I taped on my little Betamax as a youngster, and I remember thinking if Wonder Woman has been nude, who else is out there? And I was on a quest ever since. So.
That's drive-in theater material there, that movie. Bobby Joe.
<Yeah. laughs> Bobby Joe and the Outlaw. She was an unknown actress at the time and did that drive-in movie probably thinking, okay, I got into the business. Yeah, it'll be in a few drive-ins and no one will ever see it again. And then cable TV hit about 5 years later, and then the internet and the whole thing. So it lives on. It lives on.
MrSkin.com. You can check out all these photos we just talked about today, including the naked Betty White. And don't be worried. She's not 99. She's not 89 in these photos.
No, it's not a 99-year-old Betty White, dude. It's in honor of her 99.
She's probably in her 20s.
Little pixie in her 20s. Looks like she's in her late 30s, and she's probably in her 20s. And like you said, she's she's Wilford Brimley here.
Right. No, she's Wilford Brimleying us.
As seen in Celebrity Sleuth. I remember Celebrity Sleuth. They used to put that in the back, you know, with the high societies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be wrapped up, dude. And I'm telling you, I still talk to him on a regular basis, and he is a legend. And I, he just never, the magazine, so he was doing well with his magazine.
Is he like an Al Goldstein kind of
kind of thing? No, not at all. He's very educated. He's a great writer.
Okay.
He's a really interesting guy. It's just that the difference is he, you know, was doing a magazine, and then what happened to you know, like how many guys still thumb through a magazine? And then I picked up his, I should say, like I did it on the internet.
Right.
But not as the same as him, but I was influenced by him, and I always reference him as someone who.
Oh, he's a mentor. He's a mentor.
And you, sir.
Like the Bear Facts video guide was another one.
Does he ever did he want a check for that, you being his mentor?
No, he's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. No, you go on that internet thing. You're a visionary.
Yes, you are.
And we appreciate it.
I had a lot of influences, and I kind of blended them all into MrSkin.com. And he was one of them, and I always give him credit for being an influence on what I do.
Cool, bud.
And when you have a friend like that could send you Betty White nude
pics. Yeah,
pics,
yeah, he's a good friend.
How many of your friends send you Betty White nude pics?
You. It's you.
That's
you.
Just me.
It's you. Thanks, Skin. Appreciate
all
it,
right,
bud.
Guys, take care.
All right,
take care.
Talk to you soon.
Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com. Yeah. That is right. I mean, I know that people, a lot of people always go, well, I don't look as old as that guy. And there's times you do look as old as that guy.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah, people have said that all the time. Like, oh, you know, but they are right about that time period. There's a time period where people started doing more for themselves, men and women for that matter, where they don't look like they were. Your perfect example is you mentioned
George Blanda.
Now, Brady, by the way, is ridiculous because that's Botox. He's got some hair filler in there, and he keeps in shape, and he's a good-looking dude. Even guys his age in the NFL look older than he does.
Yeah,
they don't have a team of people
keeping him. There's a team keeping him together. But in general, you're right. George Blanda was 46 when he quit, and you and I were little babies, basically. He might as well have been 86 to us. And he even looked. He smoked cigarettes. He drank.
Oh, yeah.
At halftime.
That's
back when they were smoking cigarettes in the locker room at halftime.
Right, exactly. We all know that.
Or on the sideline.
Nice play. Here's a Paul Mall.
Exactly.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, Craig, what's up?
Southern California man charged with felony criminal trespass after he lived inside Chicago's O'Hare International Airport for 3 months.
That's right. He was Tom Hanks.
Not quite.
No, he was a little different.
Prosecutors say that 36-year-old Aditya Singh hid out at the airport because he was scared.
Aditya anymore.
No. He was scared to fly due to the COVID, is what he said.
He's afraid to fly back to California where he's from because of COVID. And I love the fact that, now, granted, O'Hare is pre-COVID is busy as hell. You probably could walk around there for days and nobody noticed you. But if it's not as busy, I'm surprised he even lasted 3 months.
Yeah.
Because the place isn't that busy, so workers are going to go, I recognize that guy. He was here an hour ago, two days ago. But he was he got a badge from somebody. It was in unsecured areas where he spent his nights, right?
No, he was in a secured area.
That's what I meant, secured area.
He also said that other passengers had provided him with food. According to the Chicago Tribune, he got into Chicago on a flight from Los Angeles on the 19th of October, lived in the airport's security zone.
Oh, he flew out for that reason. He was afraid of COVID in California.
I don't know exactly why.
All right.
He lived in the airport's security zone. In the security zone.
We're lucky
for 3 months.
We're lucky he wasn't a bad guy. He just obviously did the wrong thing.
A couple of United employees finally asked to see his ID. He showed him a badge that belonged to an operations manager that had reported it missing a week after Mr. Singh had arrived at the airport. So now Mr. Singh is charged with impersonation in a restricted area of the airport and theft of less than $500.
Did he fall in love with a flight attendant?
Who doesn't?
Like Tom Hanks did. That's a good point. Who doesn't?
Yeah. I'm surprised they could last that long. That had to be so expensive.
Well,
living in the airport? Like, well, if you're not getting food from people.
If you're not getting food.
Well, he was getting food from people, he said.
Yeah.
You'd leave there and everything else would just seem super cheap everywhere.
I was just surprised he got away with it with a pretty empty airport compared to what it would normally be, you know. All the bars and restaurants open, people.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been through O'Hare. It's crazy.
That he went that long unnoticed.
Yeah, but it's also, it's almost like that is the place you can just disappear.
It is. And
people just don't notice you.
You're right. Right. Obviously,
you know?
3 months.
Yeah. Did he shower?
He probably took a bath in the sink, by the way.
Don't say it.
I didn't.
Don't say it.
I would never say that on the air. But he probably took a bath in the sink.
We'd be pretty ripe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He probably he had time at night. He could have hidden in the bathroom. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, but you can always get little bottles of deodorant and shampoo whenever you need it.
That's true.
Something like the eternal layover.
I love it. I mean, that's scared, though. I feel bad for the dude. I mean, obviously he did the wrong thing, but he wasn't there for evil purposes. He was just hiding. I don't want to go back to California, man. Yeah, whatever. But you would think, though, whatever.
Yeah, when you're seeing your sixth Rolling Stone cover come through the airport, maybe it's time to leave.
I wonder what his end game was, because he got caught. So
he didn't have one.
No, he didn't.
He didn't think that far.
No, day to day, right?
No, he obviously wasn't thinking.
No.
Right. Mr. Skin, check him out on the podcast. Just talk to him.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.